Let me tell y'all a story, and the story is going to start each of you, because each of you are here because you're trial folks, and you want to be able to do a good job with witnesses. The reason you need to do a good job with witnesses is because that's the raw material that you have as a storyteller to that jury to persuade them that the story that you are telling is a true story that fits with the facts and will result in justice. In justice that the jurors believe in, that they feel is the right thing to do. So it's really important, and the stakes are very high when you've got a difficult witness, because that's the medium that you have to work with. So as I go through these points this afternoon, I want y'all to think about yourselves as being storytellers and how you can use the tools I'm going to talk with you about in order to become an effective storyteller with the difficult witness. Let me start out with some basics. I'm going to begin by briefly sketching, identifying the traits of the kinds of witnesses that you'll run into. And the reason it's important to talk about the different kinds is because what you can do effectively in preparing a witness depends a lot on what kind of protection that you have. If you don't have protection of privilege, things that you can do with your client, if you try to do it with a testifying expert, then you're going to be in big trouble. So you need to know what the different types are. So let's start with the first one. This is your client. As you can see, he's angelic. The second kind are clients of other lawyers. These are people who are represented by counsel. They're witnesses, but they're represented by other counsel, either people on the other side, or they may be third-party witnesses, or they may be witnesses that are affiliated with one of your co-defendants or another co-party.